I've just ran home to pick up a mic shield for my phone because I've just bumped into a guy on an epic walk. I was just coming out of the fields with the dog, and there's this guy walking along with a cart, a four-wheeled metal-sided cart filled with his worldly belongings on a walk. And of course, you know what I'm like, I've really got to know more. So I'm going to catch back up with him and see if he wants to have a chat.
And now, a personal favourite of mine, stay right here for another instalment from Documentally.
Ladies and gentlemen of Documentally, my name is Adam. I'm on a journey of 2,433 miles just to show my kids to have confidence, belief, and just chase your dreams and just show people love around the world.
Adam, my name's Christian. Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you, sir.
You are just about to cross between Scotland and England, returning back to England. Please tell me where this all started and where you've been.
I have been from Manchester all the way through up to Lancaster, then Lancaster to Windermere then gone to the bottom of Cumbria in Barrow, zigzagged all my way up to Carlisle, come across the coastline of Stranraer, up into Ayr, straight from Ayr to Paisley, Paisley to Stirling, Stirling to the Kelpies, Kelpies to Edinburgh, and to my friend right now.
fantastic work. And you say you're doing this to inspire your kids, show them maybe a different way of living, existing?
Just, the world's all money motivated, and it's all, people need that to motivate them. I'm showing my kids, you can motivate yourself by just going for it. Just believe and just do it. It doesn't have to have money at the end of it just to do something in life. We live once in this world, so I want to show them to live it up and soak in as much as they possibly can.
So what were you doing before this that suddenly had was the trigger for you to get going?
Well, I was a full-time dad, basically doing the mother role. And then obviously things happen in life. I end up becoming single and a load of spare time on my hands. So the only way I can now imprint who I am onto my children is documenting it and proving what I say is true.
And you're documenting it in a couple of different places. Give me a website or a URL where people can find where you are.
All of them. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and I'm also going to try a new one. What is the name of that again?
Oh, you've got Blue Sky. It's fantastic.
Blue Sky.
You've got Mastodon, but you've also got a photo app. These are all like less algorithmic. But if you're looking for numbers, you're probably in the right places.
I just want to share my story. Yeah. I don't mind about numbers. As long as I can reach and make people smile, that is all my goal is. I can sleep happy at night.
Well, you've certainly made me smile. There I am on the dog walk, minding my own business in my own little world. And then I see this cart, the kind of cart that you might have if you are unpacking your car at a festival and walking what must feel like an incredible distance all the way into the campsite to find that spot. It's the same kind of cart, but this one is carrying Adam's life. And I thought, wow, this is so weird. Yesterday, I was just looking at incredible journeys, and one guy who walked just around the world. He just walked his entire life, hundreds of thousands of miles, and he had a very similar thing. And in my head, I was like, what must that be like? And then boom, serendipity lands you on the doorstep. What is it like?
To be honest, my superpower is durability. So to me, it doesn't really affect me like that. But it's wonderful, like the people you meet, the scenery, the sounds. Like, don't get me wrong, it's not all sunshine and rainbows, but 95% of it is, because you can choose to make it sunshine and rainbows. It's how you perceive the world.
Okay, give me one of those sunshine and rainbow moments, but then give me a dark cloud moment. Start with the dark cloud.
The dark cloud, probably travelling down the dual carriageways in the places where people are trying to get to work. They clearly don't want me in their space or in their vision. They report me a lot to the police, even though the police just want to identify me, find out what's going on, and have told me the truth. I'm fully legal to do this. Sunshine moment, gotta be Maryport. literally, I stepped on the doorstep of Maryport. Next minute, we're singing United songs. We're singing and dancing around the town. Literally, I'm not joking. Every person in Maryport come and found me. So I stayed there 6 days because of it. Like 5-6 days because of it. I love the place. I don't want anyone to be the same, but I would love the world to be like Maryport. I really do. It's just a wonderful place.
That's amazing. You're setting off to inspire 4 individuals, but that's leaked out a bit now, hasn't it? You're inspiring many more.
I'm hoping to inspire the world to try and change the society to less motivated of what you can get into what you can share. Like, I don't really want to talk about me. I'd rather talk about you. Mm. This is why one of the reasons, personal reason, I'm traveling. I want to know about them people. I can never experience this again. You know what I mean? Once I've done this, it's very rare if I'm going to get to pick someone's brain again. Like last year when I did the Amsterdam walk, there's a guy in Belgium, old man, literally. And a guy in, what's he called now? Stuart upon Summit, I can't remember. But they both made me feel like a superhuman. Like, even though I don't see this as a big challenge because of the way my mind works, but they have made me feel so powerful and so special. It was unbelievable. The way they was describing my walk to me, and it's just been a blessing.
Amazing. You look like you're prepared for pretty much every eventuality. Although a van did just pull up with an old friend, a friend that you've met along the road, who had caught you up specifically to give you a Dayglow waterproof jacket. Were you without a waterproof jacket in Scotland?
Yeah, I'm from Manchester. We're used to the rain. The rain doesn't bother me as long as your Scottish wind doesn't get me. Like, I've had literally one bad day on the 36 days I've been out on the road. For 28 days active walking from today. But literally one day on the old military road, it was like 25 miles an hour winds, but it was following the road and it was just made me cart turn from 60 kilos to like 260 kilos. The rain didn't bother me. It was just the wind. But apart from that, it's been easy. Literally, I've had one rough day.
Wow. What are the top 5 things you feel you can't live without now that you've got them in the cart?
Probably my brew making machine. And my followers know I'm a coffee madman. I love my coffee. Literally, my power bank. Cannot live without that because it wouldn't be possible without it.
And you've got a serious eco flow. Like, this is the kind of thing that people have in caravans or in tents when they want to keep a whole family powered for a week.
Yeah, and that is a beast. And to be honest, I've had it swimming in water. I tipped my cart the other day in a puddle. Literally, I was in, can't remember where it was, but I'm literally in the rain in my tent, emptying it out, and literally a puddle come down out of it and it still works. Like, I have battered that thing. It's been crushed by a truck going in.
It got run over.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you left your truck. You left your trolley next to a corner,
was
it?
Yeah, and it literally just flatlined it. But literally all it happened is they broke a few eggs. So we made an omelette. In England, because obviously Scottish have a lot of Scottish pride and a lot of finger, I am dressing as a warrior as well at all the castles and forts and just trying to get families involved because it is one of them things, a strange man pulling a cart, you're not really going to want to interact with your children. So I dress up as well just to break the ice a little bit.
I've met a lot of people on pilgrimages. I always tend to want to stop because you're a story collector. You cannot help but gather stories and fragments of all the people's lives that you're passing through. And some of these people are sometimes just motivated by a belief, a deep passion. You've explained what yours is, but for many, it's a religion. They're doing it to kind of prove themselves to someone else. And you're kind of similar in a way because you want to prove yourself to your kids as well as showing what's possible.
My religion is humanity. If you look at a paper in Galway, I said it on the paper, my religion is humanity. My job on this earth is to try and make people feel better about themselves and what they're doing. You don't have to compete with anybody but yourself and improve yourself day by day by day.
Oh, fantastic. And you are you logging in paper as well, or is everything you're doing digitally online?
Digitally, because I'm ADHD and dyslexic. I'm not really an academic scholar. I try my best. If people know in my comments, the spelling is a bit funky, but I try my best. And if you don't really understand, I will try and break it down even further for you. And that's the... I'm not really a philosopher, but I try to be.
I think you become an accidental philosopher, whether you like it or not, because there's some things you're saying and some your takeaways. And just asking people to question their lifestyles and how they can inject, maybe not as much as what you've done, ditch everything, go for it. But the fact that taking those chances and freeing yourself up from perceived routines and regimes and think that this
society, let's be honest, modern society, I'm detached from modern society. I'm not held by any restraints. I'm literally, as you will see on my videos, free. I do not know how to fit into modern society. It's not my, it's not my style of living. Don't get me wrong. Can I fake it? Yes, I can. I try my best to try and function in society in the normal sense, but I'm just not normal, let's be honest. I'm a happy-go-lucky guy who just loves the world.
So when we stopped during my dog walk, you said one of the difficulties are people confusing you with someone who's homeless.
Yes.
Do you have a home?
Technically, I'm houseless. I don't want a home because, yet again, that, to me, gives you a certain way you have to live. Like, I could fall back on my disabilities like many others around the world, around our country, and get all these free things. But in my eyes, then you've got to live a certain way, and it puts you in a certain mindset. And then, to me, it makes me feel like I'm trapped. You get what I mean? So, like, I could easily fall back. Like, my mum really wants me to fall back because she is worried about me. She's got to... I'm one of nine, and I'm the black sheep. I'm wild. We got Ben, who's like literally golden boy. I next to me dad, he's the next one I look up to because he's just, I believe if he turned around to me and said, I'm going to build a rocket and go to the moon, I'd believe him. I really would. He's, and then I've got so many others, like my older sister, literally, she's my carer behind the scenes. Like, she's got me on Live 360. She doesn't, if I don't clock in on a video or anything like that, there's non-stop ringing. Like, now I've just felt a text in my pocket. I know it's my sister, Elizabeth. But yeah, my family's just a full of characters. Like, my dad was, like, rest in peace, he died in 2015. But literally, he taught me to believe, like, the fire and the passion is from my mum. The confidence and the belief and the desire is from my dad. Like, and I'm lucky to have both of them and both of their personalities mixed in. I'm probably the only one out of nine of us who's got both personalities. The rest of them have all got either my dad or my mum.
Wow, amazing. There might be other people out there inspired that want to do something similar. How are you funding the trip?
To be honest, I'm a low maintenance guy. I literally live on my £400 a month. I literally eat once a day. Not big meals. But my body has a natural ADHD, so my energy just comes in naturally. So I've got abundance of it. So I have got like quite a bit of a cheat code. But just believe, and I guarantee your body will adapt. Your body is very adaptive. Like, I only felt like the gym workout pain for the first day. After that, my body's not felt anything. Easy work.
So are you doing, can you do crowdfunding, or is it benefits?
Benefits. I basically live on my £400. Like I said, I'm not on PIP, I'm on Universal Credit. But I think they've got an understanding that they don't bother me because, you know, I'm not fit to work. But they also don't want to bother me because if they do, they've got to put me on a higher scale of money. But I don't want any of their extra money anyway. I'm happy with the 400 and I'll make it work by hook and crook. Don't get me wrong, I'm not flying in private jets or limousines, but I'm peace at heart.
You're probably spending that in shoe leather.
To be honest, best goddamn boots in the world, these, son.
Are they, hang on, is this product placement?
I can't even read the product, and they're a hand-me-down.
No way, brilliant. Yeah. Well, it's a high street standard brand, but they seem to be lasting you really well.
Literally. So
begins with a K, everybody knows. do they enable you to carry more, I say, without plugging them?
No, they don't. I also done a 10-mile barefoot challenge in the name of Cumbria, and in a couple of days when I find a suitable place, I'm going to do a 2-mile army crawl while pulling my cart in the name of Scotland, just to show my appreciation for everything yous have done for me with your likes, not just giving me food, drinks and stuff like that, for the people who just give me honks and waves and just hire on who stopped for the 5 minutes just to pick my brain. And so it's just in dedication to everybody, and it's the least I can do.
So you've been going, how many days was it?
36 total days, but 28 days active walking.
How many do you see in front of you? Will you know when to stop?
When I get to see my babies in Manchester in another 1,700 miles or so.
Wow. And how is there a prediction on how long that might take? I know that every day is its own day and you're not really working to normal time.
I possibly will be October when I'm back in Manchester, by the sounds of it and by the feel of it. Because like last year, I done 580 miles in 14 days, but I was literally like, phew, I was just a bullet, just bye, adme, boom, see you. I ain't got time, boom, gone. This time I've slowed down, soaked it in a little bit more, because I noticed I missed so much last year just speeding through. And probably reason why my cart failed and I ended up having to abandon the trip, because last year's trip was supposed to be to Italy and I only got to Amsterdam, because if you go on my social media and go to last year, you will see my cart being ripped apart thanks to my aggressive nature.
If you weren't doing this, what is the kind of the next best thing, or what is the one thing that you would love to do above anything else if it isn't this?
If it wasn't walking around the world, I would love to be probably a gaming streamer, because I am a gamer at heart, but I also don't want to inspire someone from a chair. I'd rather show them active stuff where you touch a bit of grass in the sense of gaming, and just experience the world.
Well, Adam, you have many, no doubt, glorious miles, because I think you're carrying a lot of that with you. ahead of you. It's so nice to have bumped into you this morning. Something always interesting happens on a dog walk.
I just appreciate your time. I just appreciate your time, sir, honestly, from the bottom of my heart. I know you give me some apples and a drink, but I just appreciate your time and actually just wanting to record me and pick my brain. That's all I ask for.
Love it. And I'll drop the story out there, and who knows who else will be inspired by your journey. Adam, thank you so much. Give me a hug.
Thank you, sir.
Good to meet you. Documentally.